On the faraway island of Salamisand, Yertle the Turtle was king of the pond. A nice little pond. It was clean. It was neat. The water was warm. There was plenty to eat. The turtles had everything turtles might need, and they were all happy. Quite happy indeed. They were, until Yertle, the king of them all, decided the kingdom he ruled was too small.
"I'm ruler,"
said Yertle,
"of all that I see, but I don't see enough. That's the trouble with me. With this stone for a throne, I look down on my pond, but I cannot look down on the places beyond. This throne that I sit on is too low down. It ought to be higher,"
he said with a frown.
"If I could sit high, how much greater I'd be. What a king! I'd be ruler of all I could see."
So Yertle the Turtle King lifted his hand, and Yertle the Turtle King gave a command. He ordered 9 turtles to swim to his stone.
"With you,"
Yertle said,
"I will build a new throne. I want you to pile yourselves up in a stack. You get on his back. Then you get on his back. That's the idea. Now you get on his back. Now look what I have. A fine 9 turtle stack."
And then Yertle climbed up. He sat down on the pile.
"What a wonderful view. I can see for a mile. Now I'm king of that mile. Oh, the things I now rule. I'm king of a cow. And I'm king of a mule. I'm king of a house. And what's more beyond that, I'm king of a blueberry bush and a cat. I'm Yertle the Turtle. Oh, marvelous me. For I am the ruler of all that I see."
And all through that morning, he sat there up high, saying over and over,
"A great king am I."
Until long about noon, then he heard a faint sigh.
"What's that?"
snapped the king. And he looked down the stack, and he saw at the bottom a turtle named Mac. And this one on the bottom, this plain little turtle, looked up, and he said,
"Beg your pardon, King Yertle. This weight on my back is a pretty bad squeeze. It's making me ache in my shoulders and knees. How long must we stand here, Your Majesty, please?"
"Silence!"
the king of the turtles barked back.
"I'm king, and you're only a turtle named Mac. You stay down in your place, while I sit here and rule. I'm king of a cow, and I'm king of a mule. I'm king of a house and a bush and a cat. But that isn't all. I'll do better than that. My throne shall be higher."
His royal voice thundered,
"So pile up more turtles. I want about 500 turtles, more turtles."
He bellowed and brayed. And the turtles way down in the pond were afraid. They trembled. They shook. But they came. They obeyed. From all over the pond, they came swimming by dozens, whole families of turtles, with uncles and cousins. And all of them stepped on the head of poor Mac. And one after another, they climbed up the stack. And they piled up so high, their shells creaked and they bent. But old Yertle yelled,
"Higher!"
So, higher they went. And now Yertle the Turtle was perched up so high, he could see 40 miles from his throne in the sky.
"Hooray!"
shouted Yertle.
"I'm king of the trees. I'm king of the birds. And I'm king of the bees. I'm king of the butterflies, king of the air. Ah, me, what a throne! What a wonderful chair! I'm Yertle the Turtle. Oh, marvelous me! For I am the ruler of all that I see."
Then again, from below, in the great heavy stack, came a groan from that plain little turtle named Mac.
"Your Majesty, please! I don't like to complain, but down here below we are feeling great pain. I know up there on top you are seeing great sights, but down here at the bottom, We too should have rights. We turtles can't stand it. Our shells will soon crack. Besides, we need food. We are starving,
groaned Mac.
No breakfast, no lunch. If we stand here much longer, I fear, oh, King Yertle, we'll all die of hunger.
You hush up your mouth,
howled the mighty King Yertle.
You've no right to talk to the world's highest turtle. I rule from the clouds, over land, over sea. There's nothing, no nothing, that's higher than me.
But then Yertle looked up. Yertle saw with surprise that the moon of the evening was starting to rise up over his head in the darkening skies. Up there, the bright moon was beginning to glow high over the king of the turtles below.
Now what's that?
Snorted Yertle.
Say, what is that thing that dares to go higher than Yertle the king? I shall not allow it. I'll go higher still. I'll build my throne higher. I can and I will. I'll call some more turtles. I'll stack them to heaven. I need about 5,607.
But as Yertle the Turtle King lifted his hand and started to order and give the command, that plain little turtle below in the stack, that plain little turtle whose name was just Mac, decided he'd taken enough. And he had. And that plain little lad got a little bit mad. And that plain little Mac did a plain little thing. He burped. And his burp shook the throne of the king. And Yertle the Turtle, the king of the trees, the king of the air and the birds and the bees, the king of a house and a cow and a mule. Well, that was the end of the Turtle King's rule. For Yertle, the king of all Salamisand, fell off his high throne and fell plunk in the pond. And today, the great Yertle, that marvelous he, is king of the mud. That is all he can see. And the turtles, of course, all the turtles are free. As turtles and, maybe, all creatures should be.